You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Second hour of Old School on a Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. Hopefully you had a great weekend and a great work day Monday. You're 9 to 5, you're 8 to 5, whatever it was, hopefully. And then you folks are in school and you're in the car with mom and dad. Be sure to give them a hug and say thank you for them picking you up and being there to love you. 402-464-5685. Starter Heyman text line, Honda Lincoln hotline. If you want to be a part of the conversation, hit us with a what's up. Just what's up. And then we'll get into the conversation. You can be a part of what we do. The Sardar Heyman live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter live. So you can see what's going on in studio. Shout out to Caroline Frank for joining us and adding to the show. Jay Foreman, let them know about the Mercado.
Certified Piedmontese special ingredients and butcher shop located at 84th and Havelock. Every type of meat, every type of cut.
You know, from the text line, Believer says this. He says, y'all want to see crazy, try to go to the store the day before it's supposed to snow in Texas. You better be able to tackle like Jay because they will run off with all the stuff. Actually been there. I was in Houston. When they had their big start. It really was comical to have Texans, South Texans.
Well, people in Texas will wear mink or fur coats or winter like coats and hats and gloves when it's like 50 degrees, 40
yes.
degrees.
Yes.
Like, and they will hole up, like act like the world is ending.
Like they will frown. Yeah. They will frown at you because it's under 50. Like it's 50 degrees. The snow, when the snow happened, again, in Houston, it's different than Dallas. Dallas-Fort Worth is prepared, or at least.
Yeah, because they get it. I mean, they're close. They're pretty much Oklahoma.
But they also didn't have enough snow plows. So when the Super Bowl was in Dallas, we were down there for that one. And the town, like, we made the last flight. This is the week of the Super Bowl, and it snowed. And they had a snowstorm in Dallas. And we made the last flight in. Well, they shut down the airports for a bit because they didn't have enough snow plows to clear the runways for people to come in. And then the entire Super Bowl week, it was held up because people didn't know how to drive and how to maneuver in the snow. My buddy, Wynn McNamee, so Barry Thompson was my first high school quarterback. Wynn McNamee, who was America's greatest Associated Press photographer. His dad was award-winning Associated Press photographer. Wynn photographs the White House, the inauguration, Super Bowls, any great event in this country and around the world. Wynn McNamee is the guy. He was in Dallas, and we were supposed to meet up. And he goes missing for 2 days. The 2 days in Super Bowl. I'm like, I know you're here. Like, he texted me to say he was here. Jay, he was showing up to the Super Bowl, arrived at Jerry World, and the snow that had built up on the top of the stadium
right
avalanched off, hit him sent him to the ICU, like broke several bones, the whole thing. And we didn't know till later. It was like, yeah, Wynn's in the hospital because the snow off the dome fell off and hit him. And I was like, okay, Texas, this is terrible. I believe it was the Steelers and Packers for that Super Bowl in Dallas. So, yeah, Texas was not ready.
No,
they had to go. They had to hire out to surrounding states for their snowplows to come in and help them out. Jay, what's the – how many Super Bowls have you been to?
I've never been to a game.
I went to
Atlanta once, and then it had it one year where it was in Houston.
But you went for the festivities rather than the game itself.
I'm not going to go to a game. I always told myself I'm not going to – which probably obviously will change it. I was only going to go to the Super Bowl if I was playing in it, but when you play for the Texans for 3 years, you ain't got no chance. You're right in my prime of my career. I'm in the depths of hell. So, that was overshot. I overshot the runway there. And but no, I've never been. I have to say
it is my favorite. For a long time, it was my favorite. UFC pay-per-view is not my favorite thing to go to.
Sporting event, you mean?
Sporting event. The Super Bowl, Becky and I would go. We probably went to 5 out of 8. And that was kind of our vacation. We just had a blast. Like, right. We just had a great time. And we it's a thing that we would do.
Right.
Until we went to a UFC pay-per-view. And that is now
that's better than boxing?
Bruh, it's like I've been to Vegas, old school Vegas for Sugar Ray Leonard, Hagler, Duran. Like I've been to some super boxing cards,
right?
But UFC does it better. It does, like the event is better. I don't know what one because duration of fights, the length of rounds. Anything can happen.
Yeah, UFC, I mean, it's just one.
They get after it.
You could be losing, and then it's just one shot, and you sleep.
They get after it. And so I would say UFC pay-per-view, but not – like, and I like all UFC events, but UFC pay-per-views are next level when it comes to fan experience. It's just they do it better.
Yeah.
They do it better. Super Bowl – NBA final, but the game goes so fast that you really don't get to end. No, NBA All-Star before NBA Finals. Because NBA All-Stars is the best people watching. It's
Strick and I spent Friday bashing the NBA All-Star game.
But they don't
Strick
even try
misses
anymore,
the environment.
Right?
NBA All-Star game, Jay, that's the biggest freak show ever. Like...
Like the people that go to
the
game?
People that go to NBA All-Stars, it's just different. Like, you're just – like, you don't even – the game didn't matter, although Mike Tyson-era boxing was number two to UFC. But there's nobody in boxing now. Bud is close if it's in Omaha, but – still, not everybody comes to Omaha the way they go to Vegas.
What about Floyd?
Floyd and Oscar were close. Floyd and Pacquiao, had it been in its prime,
yeah,
would have passed that. Floyd and any one of the top-level challengers. But Tyson was different. Tyson was different because he crossed barriers. Holmes... Cooney was close.
Yeah.
But it takes top low every UFC.
It takes people in their prime. UFC, the one thing UFC does and what Dana White for the most part does is he doesn't let somebody be like Floyd Mayweather and run from a challenger for years and then fight him on the back end like he did with
Pacquiao. UFC, you got 2 year window where you're going to face everybody.
You're going to have to fight some dudes. And, you know, you probably won't end up undefeated, but you can still be the best of all time. Like George St. Pierre is probably thought of as one of the best of all time. He has a couple losses.
Yeah, GSP knew, yeah. Okay, I need to tiptoe right on out here. Because MMA evolves.
He became more of a technical fighter
right
towards the end of his career, whereas like he was a knockout artist or kind of very – like if he knew – now I just only watched the interview, so – or listen to his interview. So he'd be like, oh, if this dude, you know, if I got to be more on the ground, then I'd beat him this way. If he's successful to takedowns, I'd do this. Or if I, you know, I could stand in box, well, then he'd work on that. He was very tactical with his versus now, you know, these guys are going in there. They're trying to catch you with one punch.
It's a 3-year evolution of the sport at every weight class, both men's and women's. Well, so imagine that Ronda Rousey was the pioneer.
Yeah, for women, yeah.
And Gina Carano and Cyborg were ahead of her. But Ronda evolved it forward.
To mainstream, yeah.
Right? Where she stalked Cyborg. Well, Holly Holm is stalking Ronda. Right?
I don't even know.
And Amanda is stalking Holly. And it evolves. Right? That all of them, Shevchenko is stalking Nunes, and they met at the apex. And now there are young fighters who are from the men's side. Look, Connor, they stalked you, bro. They stalked Connor. And while you're being a character, they in the lab getting better.
See, I think the reason why, which is a good and bad thing, is where UFC has become so popular in that the personalities are more natural than WWF. Like, you're really, you know, this is Conor McGregor who he is and all this other stuff. So what happens is once you become champion, then you start to get commercials. You start to get other opportunities. Conor McGregor started having his, you know, doing whiskey, I think it is, right?
Proper number.
So you start to get all these opportunities, right? So then you start to get spread thin. Well, now you're a year and a half off of, like, really in your training regimen, and then you try to get in there – against a guy that's had two fights.
Habib was sitting over in the corner with bears.
Yeah. So it's just
– just – okay, Connor.
It's hard for guys to stay focused because they know that you can't fight in the UFC for 15 years, right? But you have to take advantage outside of the ring because the way Dana White has the contract set up, you're not limited. But he's not going to – Conor McGregor is the only one that he would make concessions for. Everybody else, you're kind of fit into a box and if you hit some different check marks. So now you start to get commercials, opportunities.
Well, John Jones is sitting back going, look, this thing evolved. Daniel Cormier was in a space, right? And then he goes and gets Stipe and then creates its own rivalry while John Jones is sitting out on the outside. Look, we missed out on – UFC missed out on its Foreman – on its Tommy Hearns, Sugar Ray, Hagler, Duran greatness run where you've got all those four elite fighters fighting each other because John Jones didn't hold up his end of the deal. Like, he couldn't stay. But imagine the last 2 years if it was Cormier, Stipe, Ngannou, John Jones all fighting each other.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new monthly edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes today. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like, we missed out. Now, it's evolved. John Jones has to evolve, and he can go up and mess with them big dudes. And Sirianni has been sitting there in the lab working.
Yeah.
It's good. Like, I love what UFC does, man. I'll say this. Pecan Pie says this, and I laughed when I read the text. He says, so, Jay, you were at the Super Bowl when Ray Lewis had his incident. Yeah, that Atlanta.
Yeah, well, there's two ends there. Well, Bruce Smith passed out when our AD, Trev Alberts, was interviewing him on CNN on live TV.
Yep.
And then Ray Lewis had his incident.
That Atlanta, I was there.
I wasn't at that party, but yeah.
I was there in Atlanta, and this is when they had the snowstorm. They had the snowstorm in Atlanta that Atlanta wasn't ready to handle.
It was like ice. It was a sleet storm
is a better way to describe it, which was worse.
Yeah, because they don't know how to drive.
Like Atlanta can't drive in dry weather.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, those highways of the 404 are terrible.
Yeah.
And add slushy sleet storm overnight with people drinking who don't know the town.
Yeah, on top of it, I always say in Atlanta, they must go to, like, jacking up cars and stealing rims, like, class. I've never seen someone come out of a party with so many cars on blocks.
NASCAR training school, bruh.
I mean, they were kids. That was when people was all in their, you know, rims and all this other stuff. They will have your stuff on blocks, bro.
They need to do commercials. We will break your car down in 34 seconds.
Right.
Nuts and we'll keep the nuts and bolts. Like, them brothers down there do work. Like, you pull up to a club with an out-of-state license plate, and you give your car to a random dude talking about, I got your spot for you.
Yeah.
And you pull up in there, and they will have Jay Foreman's Nebraska plates spinning.
Yeah. Leave you a note. Well, if you want your rims back.
Come to Otis's. Yeah. We got you.
We'll be back. We magically found your rims around the corner. We're going to charge you twice as much.
Man, I was walking down the street, and I found all four of your tires.
Right here. Yeah, man, It's crazy, man. It's but I've never. I've been to when Roy Jones fought John Ruiz when he went up to heavyweight.
Oh,
that was pretty exciting.
Cause yes,
that was, you know,
different.
It was different, and there was a lot of people there. That was where, you know, a funny story is. So we're there, and it's a lot of the my Houston, Texas teammates. We all decided to go out there, you know, go out for the fight. And that was when Don King was trying to get, you know, if you see boxing now, in some match you see exchange.
Yeah.
He was trying to get into sports agency. So he had a lot of free agents out there. It was like me, like Santana Moss, Laverne, like guys that were kind of on the up or whatever. Plus, like, some of my Texas teammates. So I met Shaq. Made me feel like the smallest human being ever. And then I met Don King, and that was eerie just because you got to shake hands with somebody that actually murdered somebody and got away with it.
Gangster.
But
gangster.
So we were in, you know, say we were in row six.
Okay.
Behind us is Orenthal James Simpson, a.k.a. O.J. Simpson. And Roy Jones, and you know, the cool thing, I think John Ruiz, he might have been from, like, Buffalo area or something like that, but Roy Jones had some of his friends there sitting front row. And there's etiquette that you stand up during, in between rounds, you sit down during the fight so everybody can see. These young gentlemen were front row. They had to be friends of somebody because they were in the front. I mean, we were close, you know, but they were up there. They weren't sitting down, and people were like, hey, man, we couldn't see the fight, right? And, for, you know, the first minute. And so they did it. Then they would stand up for a minute of the round and sit down, and they did it for two or three rounds. Orenthal James is back. And the funny thing is that one of my teammates, Jason Simmons, who's – the defensive back coach for the Raiders, he's the guy that has no qualms. He dapped up with OJ, and then he snapped up. He says, hey, man. He's like, that hand was for real. You know, that I can see why he got big old hands. I can see why them gloves ain't fit. He up there, you know, making a light of it, right? And I talked to OJ a little bit, you know, because I knew him or whatever. Third round that they did it. Everybody's like, sit down. And then a couple of dudes, like, they had been drinking, so they kind of got an attitude. OJ stood up and said, sit the F down. And they didn't know who it was. They turned around and saw it was OJ. All three of them sat down. I mean, it was the funniest thing ever. And we all was
sir, hey, sir.
But hold on, though. Hold on.
Oh, so that's OJ.
It's me, Jason Simmons, who's a DB, Eric Brown, who we used to call Wolfman, Mike Rucker, Gary Walker, who's – these are defensive linemen, right?
Foots.
All these dudes. And the guy that they're scared of is Orenthal James Simpson.
Look.
And he got everybody – and everybody gave him a standing ovation. He was like, yeah, thank you. Orenthal.
Mr. Simpson, my apologies, sir.
You know they were scared. They were like, man, you know you need to sit down because we want to go home tonight, man.
And he out of town at home.
Yeah, this is his house. This is Orenthal's up in here.
OJ, look, man, go OJ, go. Like whatever you got to say.
Yeah.
Biggest story of San Francisco Philly, is it the Super Bowl? Is it the change in what this means for the Niners? The possibility of them, like, they walk into a Super Bowl as a 2-point favorite. Like, if we said 4 months ago, the Philadelphia Eagles will be a 2-point favorite in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that, I mean, they weren't the preseason pick, but you knew, and it just, everything, you knew once they got A.J. Brown and how Smith played in his rookie year, you knew with the weapons that they had that if Hurts, you know, played good, they had a chance to, you know, obviously win the East and be a good playoff team. Now, Super Bowl, no, but everything gelled together, and they made some great offseason acquisitions. They got Gardner Johnson and the other defensive back. So now they got one of the better young safeties and the best nickel guy. And so now they got two, and then they got Bradbury, and Darius Slay. So now you got, you know, two of the top six corners in the league.
Give and take, then?
Well, then, so, but here's what they're able to do defensively. They're able to, you know, play man-to-man and do any type of exotic blitzes or covers that they want, but they don't have to. So now they got got three pass rushers with over, you know, 10 sacks. And then they went and made two of the best moves in the season.
Hello.
That got everybody's worried about, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. They went out and got Ndamukong Suh and Linval Joseph, the two best run defenders in their time that still had plenty of tread on their tires. Let them get healthy. You know, picked them up in like game 5 or 6, and it's helped their run defense. So the weakness at their second level, they fix it to go along with their offense that is really, really
grinding.
Built around Jalen Hurts. So when everybody outside of Philly's, you know, football, you know, building, we're talking about, oh, well, the Eagles keep him, they're like, oh, we love this dude. So not only we're going to get you, we're going to draft you a number one receiver. Now we're going to get you a ready-made number one receiver in his prime for pretty much nothing from the Titans, along with one of the best tight ends with the best offensive line in the league, and we're gonna use what you do well, and then we're gonna put the pressure on you to become a better passer, and it's a perfect mix because one, he's a great leader. Number two, he wants to get better. Number three, it's kind of like with Josh Allen when he had Greg Roman up there, or whatever they're doing, they're using all of his strengths to be positive on the field, and then you have the marriage between head coach or GM and or GM slash owner or owner slash GM, head coach, offensive coordinator, quarterback. Then everything else is set after that. And so, you know, they always have had talent. They've always had a talented defensive line. They picked up Darius Slay, I think, last year. So what Philly's done is when they've traded for guys, they've always hit. When they've drafted guys, they believed in them, even back when Andy Reid was there. So Jalen Hurts took a next step, but what they did was they accelerated that in the warp speed by playing to his strengths, and then the whole team, then they say, okay, now we got to fix it. So they're set up to be successful. And then you already had a dude in Fletcher Cox. You got Graham. You got Sweat. Then you went up and got just a sneaky
free agent. Nobody knew that your newest player is going to be off the charts good.
Well, Hassan Reddick was down in Arizona playing with Pocket Hercules, and he had 12 sacks there. And Arizona was like, yeah, thanks. You know, thanks for leading the league in sacks, but you can go back to your hometown and play with two or three legitimate pass rushers. And then now they're playing with Leeds. Now it's like just go wreck havoc.
Yeah, how good is their GM? Like, is that not the executive of the?
Here's why he built the team up the first time. You know, drafted Carson Wentz. I felt like Carson Wentz possibly could have won the MVP until he blown out his ACL out there playing the Rams.
Yep.
They had Nick Foles. They got him on like penny, like for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Built that team up, made a Super Bowl run. Then had to hang his hat on Carson Wentz to give him a new contract, right? And kind of broke up the momentum, right? But the defense still was there because Fletcher Cox and those guys were young enough.
Mm-hmm.
Then they were talking about firing him.
Yeah.
Because of giving Carson Wentz the contract and letting Nick Foles go. You got rid of, you know, both of them reluctantly.
Lost some receivers.
Lost some receivers and just, you know, lost their mojo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then what does he do next?
Okay. I got you.
Yeah, we're going to – okay, yeah, we need to change the head coach. You're a Super Bowl winning head coach, but the message might have got watered down. Okay, we're just going to do a reset. But when we do a reset, we're going to make sure we address the number one position that's most important, and that's the quarterback position.
Can Philadelphia fans hate Andy Reid?
Why? Yeah, I mean, first of all, Philly fans are the worst in the nation.
Right? Like, they're going to find a reason to take Uncle Andy –
They're gonna they're gonna talk about his family and all that. I mean, Philly fans are just gonna they just don't know how to have nice things. They're just,
When Andy goes in the Hall of Fame, he goes in as a Chiefs, right?
What? Yeah, probably.
Does he mention the Eagles?
Yeah, Andy Reid's a first class dude. He will. He goes. Look, that's where they won. That's where he'll coach at the Chiefs as long as he wants, and. He'll probably. I'm assuming if he doesn't win it this time, he'll win another Super Bowl, and then he'll decide
he'll
to eat cheeseburger.
Yeah, yeah. He'll say I'm done. He'll pop a beer and say I'm done. Thanks for coming. We'll toward the break. When we come back, I'm going to task Jay Foreman with this, and we'll go into Chiefs Eagles, and we'll start with quarterback position. If it's the Fighting Foremans, and Jay can only choose one of these two quarterbacks, injured ankle Mahomes. Or Jalen Hurts, but he's building the perfect Super Bowl team. Who does Jay Foreman take? Who does Jay Foreman take? Does he take Hurts, healthy Hurts, or hobbled Mahomes?
Healthy Hurts.
Jay Foreman will let us know. We'll talk about
swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.